Hey, Daily Dosers, happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for joining us in this brand new series. Do you like rules? Yeah, that's some rules we probably like, but man, if you were like me, especially growing up, I pushed against most rules. However, there were a certain set of innate rules that I was sort of told they weren't written everywhere, but I knew they made good sense, and I made sure I followed them because they were best for me. For instance, at a young age, I could take the rifle, a .22 rifle, and I could walk out the door and just start shooting. We started going hunting in West Texas, and we lived outside the city, so we could just walk down the road and walk into the desert, and we had miles and miles of desert. But here's something my dad made sure I knew. Hey, when you're going out shooting or hunting, you don't go alone. Get one of your buddies to walk with you. Make sure somebody else is there. And I just knew. All right, that made good sense. When we started riding our dirt bikes, it's one thing to take and ride around the neighborhood and do that. It's another thing when we started riding through the desert. There, it's a buddy system. Make sure you got someone with you. The bike can break or you can break. You're gonna need someone by your side. When I got out here at the age of 18 and my older brother said, man, come out to California and hang out with him for a while. And he got me into scuba diving, the same thing. You never dive alone. Now I love my kayak fishing. If I go by myself, I'm staying in Oceanside Harbor or San Diego Bay or Mission Bay. I don't mind fishing there by myself. There's a lot of activity around. But when I'm going out of the harbor, when I'm doing something offshore, yeah, I always make sure there's somebody else with me. Why? Because the risks are higher. If I fall or fall into an issue or a problem and I'm by myself in one of those activities, it could truly be fatal. There's a little book in the Bible called Ecclesiastes. We don't give it a lot of time and attention because it's somewhat confusing. It seems like the word of God is saying, your life is pointless, you're just gonna die, life is meaningless, just go ahead and eat, drink, and be merry. And part of us, we're like, where's that in the Bible? Oh, that's a great motto. Others of us are gonna look at it and go, that's kind of discouraging. And yet you have to understand, Ecclesiastes, though it's the word of God, it's taken basically a worldly point of view, a worldly teacher saying all life is meaningless. And that can be true. Therefore, here's your higher purpose. Let me give you what I mean. And in this, you're going to find a little rule that's going to make sense because right now the risks are higher. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1. These are the words of the teacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does it profit a person to gain from all of their labor at which they toil under the sun? Meaningless. 38 times that word there is in this small book. Life is meaningless. It's like a mist, a vapor. You can't even grab it. You're going to be born, you're going to die. And so what's the point of anything else in between? It's just futile. And if you read Ecclesiastes, you can be discouraged, maybe even more than you are right now, until you realize that's the point of the book. The point of the book, everything under the sun, S-U-N, is meaningless. So you better live your life under the sun, S-O-N. See what I just did there? Because that's where you find purpose. In fact, you have to go to the very last verses of a meaningless book where it says this in chapter 12. Now that everything has been heard, here's the conclusion of the matter of life. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of mankind. Because you're not going to find any great purpose under the sun, you better focus on the Son of God. Otherwise, you're going to get caught up and fall into the temporary, in which case, might as well just eat, drink, and be merry. And now you know the purpose of this book, you're going to find these little wisdom gems in the midst of it. For those of you that don't want to fall into the meaningless trap of life, you've got little things like chapter 4, verse 9. You may have heard this at a wedding, famous wedding verses. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. And if one falls down, their friend can help them up. But pity a person who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will be kept warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. And a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Now, I'm okay if you use that at your wedding, that's fine, but it's not meant for relationship romantically at all. It's meant in the day and age it's written in, about 1050 BC. Hey, if one person's traveling by themselves and they get jumped, well, kind of stinks to be you. In the midst of traveling, when you bed down for the night and you're by yourself, it is hard to keep warm. But to go back to back with a traveling companion, you can keep warm. And if you fall and you're alone, who's helping you up in a life that seems meaningless, 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 meaningless? You know where I'm going with this, North Coast. It's our life group sign up right now. You can do it online. You'll hear about it this weekend. It's why we want you in a group. Because at this day and age, in this season, more than any other, you're going to find your heart and soul getting wrapped up in stuff that is temporary and meaningless. Oh, great importance to us right now, but eternally meaningless. And if we start falling and we're not in groups of like-minded Christians to help us up, well, who's going to be there to pull us out of our own depression, our own disappointment, our own despair? Ecclesiastes, you need to stay focused on the S-O-N. Otherwise, everything under the S-U-N is meaningless. And to do that, you need to be in community. Sign up today and get in community.